This is the VOA Special English Health Report. The World Health Organization now supports the use of DDT in homes to control malaria. The agency supported indoor spraying with DDT and other insect poisons until the early 1980s. It stopped as health and environmental concerns about DDT increased. But last Friday, an Assistant Director General of the United Nations Agency announced a policy change. Anarfi Asamoah-Ba said indoor spraying is useful to quickly reduce the number of infections caused by malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Dr. Asamoah-Ba said DDT presents no health risk when used correctly. The WHO says it supports indoor spraying in areas with high malaria rates, including throughout Africa. But its malaria program director, Arata Kochi, says DDT should be used only inside houses and huts, not outside and not for agriculture use. In the 1940s, DDT was found to be an excellent way to control insects. It cost little to produce and was not found to harm humans. So it was widely used for people and crops. But in the 60s, environmentalist Rachel Carson and her book Silent Spring led to a movement to ban it. The United States did just that in the 1970s. Rachel Carson warned that DDT stayed in the environment for many years. She also warned that it thinned the shells of unborn birds and caused health problems for other animals. Yet, the rise of malaria has led some environmental groups to change their thinking. The group Environmental Defense, which led the anti-DDT movement, now supports indoor use to control malaria. The WHO says malaria sickens 500 million people and results in more than 1 million deaths every year. Each day, an estimated 3,000 babies and young children die from it. The large majority of deaths are in Africa, south of the Sahara. But many critics of DDT worry it will not be used with great care. University of Illinois scientist May Barenbaum argues that DDT is not as effective as people might think. Writing in the Washington Post, she noted that some African mosquitoes developed resistance to it. She says DDT should be only one tool among many for insect control. The WHO supports other interventions as well, but it says India sharply cut malaria rates in the past with indoor use of DDT. And 10 countries in southern Africa are currently using it for malaria control. That's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Steve Ember.